So I need to talk about that. Okay, let's get going. Just to continue here.
好，我们继续。
This girl here and millions of others like her, they've been propagandized.
这个女孩子是几百万人在拥护着的，她基本上是一个被强烈促销宣传的对象。
They think what they're doing is a very noble cause.
因为大家觉得她所做的是非常神圣的事情。
But they don't know the truth.
但大家并不了解真理。
But it's not just her. I saw this in a KFC here. Now down the bottom, I'm surprised they didn't have it in Chinese, but it says, in an effort to save our planet.
上面写的中文跟下面的英文是完全无关的哈。但是所以听说他蛮讶异，居然没有写中文，因为这里写的是说，为了要保护我们的地球。
Okay, and the word save is like, it's dying, the planet is dying, you have to do something to save the planet so it doesn't die.
哦，它其实是说，要拯救我们的地球。那什么叫拯救我们地球？是因为这个地球快要灭亡了吗？所以你需要拯救吗？
If you want the planet to be saved, you have to not use plastic straws anymore.
好，所以如果你要拯救地球，你绝对不要再用吸管。
Doesn't that just sound so stupid that you can save this planet by not using a plastic straw?
你不觉得这说法蛮奇怪的吗？你可以经由不用吸管能够拯救得了地球。
Now, I love using plastic straws.
我喜欢用塑胶吸管。
I grew up using plastic straws, and now they try to make me use a paper straw. It's ridiculous.
他喜欢用塑胶吸管，现在大家都是要用纸吸管，他觉得蛮奇怪的。
Now I can accept if you throw your plastic straw into the sea and then the turtles eat that, that's not good. So you have to work out how to throw them away properly, of course.
他同意吸管丢到了海里是会害死这个大海龟，这件事绝对不是好事。所以呢，吸管应该要有好的处理方法。
But to think that the planet's going to be destroyed if we don't stop using plastic straws, that's propaganda, that's false propaganda.
但是呢，我们要被认为说，可以拯救地球的方法是不要用塑胶吸管，他觉得这个说法是非常奇怪。
Yeah, there's a lot of promotions. We have to save the planet.
有非常多的宣传都在说我们要拯救这个地球。
The future of the planet is in our hands.
这个世界的未来，这个地球的未来在我们的手中。
Now remember, evil is anything that goes against the Bible. That's evil. If it goes against the Bible, it's evil.
不要忘记，任何事情跟我们的圣经是不是互相矛盾的，都是邪恶的。
See, slide number 18 here, we have the future of the planet is in our hands, which really means that man is controlling the destiny of planet Earth.
所以第十八页的这个 PPT 上面所说的，地球的未来在人的手中，那不是代表的是说我们真的人类可以决定我们的未来吗？
Yeah, but what does 2 Peter 3:10 say?
但是彼得后书三章十节怎么说呢？
This is looking at the future of planet Earth.
这其实是在告诉我们地球的未来。
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Is it the translation not good?
A little bit weird. 好，他说这边写说主呢要来的日子就好像晚上贼要来的一样。
Okay, now the day of the Lord is a term used in the Bible. It's a phrase which can relate to many different days of the Lord, actually. There's different kinds of days. See, the day of the Lord can mean the day of the rapture. It can mean the day when Jesus Christ comes back to the earth, or like here, it means the end of the earth.
这边讲说主的日子，其实要讲的主来的日子可能可以有很多种说法，包括耶稣基督诞生的时候，或者说耶稣基督复活的时候，或者是耶稣基督将来要再次来的时候，所以他这边说主要来的日子。
The day of the Lord really means an important day in what the Lord is doing, I guess.
他其实应该要讲的是说主要来的日子中的一个日子，而不能讲说、yeah. 哦太多个。
But this is talking about the day where the heavens will pass away with a rushing noise and the elements, that means the elements in the earth, will melt with fervent heat, like a huge nuclear explosion. It's talking about the end of the universe, the destruction of the universe.
好，所以呢，这个地方所讲的主要来的日子，其实在讲的是这个地球要被毁了的毁灭的那一个时候，哈，那一天呢，会整个世界会大，会有非常大的声爆裂声，而且呢，整个天体都要像被火融化。
And the earth and the works in it will be burned up.
而所有的地球和地球上面的所有的东西，被人类所做的东西都会被烧掉。
This is the real global warming.
这个就是真正的所谓地球的暖化。
See, God is going to keep this earth habitable, means we can live on this earth, and all we need is 1,007 years plus however many days up to the rapture, because that's all we need. See, once the rapture occurs, which could be today or tomorrow, we have 1,007 more years. That's all we need the earth for.
我们要了解哈，当我们被提的那一天算起啊，就会地球就会剩下1,007年。那所以不论怎么样，我们那一天随时可能到来。
And the world is going to be destroyed.
在那个时候，这个地球才是会被毁坏的时候。
Okay, so we don't have to worry about global warming because the Lord is taking care of it.
所以我们不用太担心所谓的地球暖化，因为神会照顾好，要按照他的计划来处理这些事情。
Now, I did see there was a survey done asking Americans what they thought about the environment. And I think about 30% said that the environment of the earth would become unlivable within about 30 years, that we could no longer live on the earth.
曾经在美国做过一个这个问卷调查，他们问说，就得到的结果是有 30% 的人，30% 的人都认为呢，在未来30年左右，这个地球会变成没办法居住。
Or that it would become very difficult for man to live on the planet, something like that.
然后他们会认为呢，这个人类呢，几乎是无法在30年后在这个地球上居住的。
Yeah, we don't have to worry about global warming, but many people do.
其实我们不用特别去担心地球的暖化，但是非常多的人非常担心。
Now, what Satan does is he uses these, you know, there's all kinds of science and people say, well, you know, the temperatures in the world are rising and the carbon's rising. A lot of that is from natural activity.
很多的这个撒旦的代言者都是想要让大家害怕，好，认为这个地球的温度的提升或者是这个碳的太多哈，等等呢，都会让这个地球无法生活，但实际上这些问题并不存在。
Yeah, because...
因为他们用到的科学其实只是一个自然现象。
Depending on which science you go to, some people have proven that the world temperatures have been going up and down for thousands of years.
因为你要看所谓的科学的话，你要看更久以前到的科学，因为我们其实从科学上面的论证啊，这个地球的温度一直是上上下下的。
But the fact is, you know, Satan likes to promote fear in the world because when people are afraid, who are they going to turn to?
而撒旦呢，他其实是想要特别的提升大家的恐惧感，因为当人恐惧的时候，人会去哪里求救呢？
Well, they'll go to the person with the most power, the most authority, and that's going to be the government.
人呢，就会去找那个最有权有力的人，而这样的人就是什么？就是政府。
And now what governments are doing are destroying people's freedom by making taxes on carbon and taxes on, you know, even the farmers in New Zealand. The fart tax, I mentioned about this.
而政府呢，就靠这个你人的惧害怕呢，就用更多的税来处理，让他的政府可以更强大，可以来管理更多的事情，所以各种的税就出现了，包括什么碳权啊，那些税，还有这个像纽西兰呢，就非常非常的，就给了让那些农人有非常多的税。
Because animals, you know, farms, like there's a lot of methane and a lot of gases caused from animals, and so the government saying we have to tax this. Now they have what they call a carbon tax, right?
所以呢，政府呢就让那些农人要付更多的税，因为他们造成了很多的碳，因为他们烧那些稻梗什么的，就造成了很多碳，然后他们就用所谓碳权税来碳税，好来 要他们付。
This whole fear of the world being destroyed means that now the governments can have more and more power. And Satan, that's what Satan's idea is, to give the power into the hands of the governments.
由于人害怕地球会被摧毁，会坏掉，不能住，所以呢，给了这些政府更多的权力，让他们更有权力去管辖整个地球。
And then at the same time, he's trying to destroy those national boundaries.
而且在同一个时候呢，他们也用这种方法，这种惧怕，把这个国与国之间的边界界限都给的解除掉。
Yeah. Now, I didn't make this. This is what I found on the internet when I was just looking around for different statements. But, this is a true statement. Whoever made this actually is making a true statement that the United Nations is an illegally established terrorist. He says terrorist. I wouldn't say quite terrorist, but, it's an organization operating under the guise of humanitarian aid. Down the bottom, their mission, this of the UN, is to destroy sovereign nations to build a one world totalitarian government. Now, this is a true statement down the bottom here.
Now, it's anti-UN.
Anti-UN, yeah.
Tim 在这个网络上面看到有人呢就写了一个标语啊，他说联合国呢是一个非法的组织，它其实就是一个恐怖组织，它的任务呢就是要把整个世界的
totalitarian means with a lot of control，
它就是想要打破这那种各国主义，而把这个整个它要想要建造一个全球只有一个政府的这种世界。
Okay, and that takes us back to remember Genesis chapter 10, the people building the Tower of Babel. This is like the first UN, people coming together.
就这个跟我们创世纪第七章里面讲到的这个巴别塔的那个概念，那个时候就是想要创造一个全球一个国一个政府一个国家的这种概念是一样的。
Okay, now I've run out of time, but I'll just give you some verses to look at for your homework.
好，我们时间不够了，所以请大家记一下，我们有一些经句可以请大家回去看。
Okay, and this is regarding how God has established the borders of nations and how He separates people into countries.
好，这个呢，这些经句都是有关神，他希望能够创造不同的国家的边界，不要让大家变成是一国的状况。
Okay,
他希望是多国主义。
Okay, so you have Acts 17:26.17:26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
Deuteronomy.
生命记。
32:8.
三十二章第八节。
And then we have the subject is mentioned as the whore of Babylon, the prostitute of Babylon.
The 巴比伦有一个，我们有一个巴比伦的妓女的故事。
Because Babylon represents satanic power in the world.
因为巴比伦是代表了撒旦他的
his power，
他的力量在世界上的力量。
Okay, and you can find this in Revelation chapter 14.
可以看创世纪第十四章。
And then chapter 16 is mentioned.
第十六章。
And then in Revelation 17:5.
启示录，对不起，
启示录 ，right？
对不起，十四章跟十六章是启示录。
Yeah, so 14:16, and then chapter 17:5.
还有启示录十七章第五节。
Okay, so you can look at those verses. They should give you an idea of how it's very important to maintain national sovereignty, national borders.
这些经句呢，都让我们可以好好的思考一下这个国界的这个问题。
That's all we have time for, so we'll stop.
好，我们在这边先要祷告，结束祷告。
Okay. Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the lesson today.
我们感谢天父给我们今天的课程。
We give thanks for the time and the spiritual resources that you've given so we can understand these things.
也感谢神给我们的时间以及这些属灵的资源，让我们可以了解今天的课程内容。
And also for the freedom that we have to be able to not just teach but to learn these things as well.
也感谢你给我们自由，让我们不只是能够教导，也可以有学习这些重要的事情。
We pray for our government leaders that they can make wise decisions in helping to maintain our freedoms.
我们要祷告，希望我们国家的领袖能够有智慧，让我们可以保有我们的自由。
And that the Holy Spirit will also continue to remind us of our position in the world and the role that we have to play.
也请圣灵能够指导我们，保持我们了解，知道我们的角色以及我们该做的事。
That we not be deceived by Satan and his strategy of evil.
而不要让撒旦他的策略影响到我们，而让我们脱离这些凶恶。
That through studies of doctrine that we can understand the truth and then fulfill your plan in our lives.
而因着我们对教义的了解，我们可以完成你的计划。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
我们的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.